Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And now Grassroots Bargaining is going to take its focus on the beverage sector. And we're going to be focusing on the holistic wellness brand Brilixi, which has recently launched a line of nano cannabis-infused instant drink mixes, sharing the power of better-for-you ingredients and proprietary nano cannabis technology in a format that offers convenience and technician. And here to tell us about this is the founder and chief food scientist of Brilixi, Brianna Neff. Brianna, thank you so much for being on.
Yes. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Same here. I really was just interesting about the fact that I haven't seen often where I see chief food scientist and founder in the same. So you wanted to bring out the distinction because you were the person that formulated Brilixi initially, correct?
Yes, correct. Brilixi is my baby, and it was formulated out of my hands in my home lab right here based in Brooklyn. And so, yeah, it came, you know, formulated from myself and also founded and inspired by myself.
Now, I myself, when it comes to water, I know a lot of people are out there, you see a lot of more people more than often. They basically have, what do they call it? The support water bottles now they call it. Because I really have a couple of these canteens and I always add something as an infusion or something into the mix for water. And you see it out there, people are either working out or just all day long.
Yeah.
To have another option like this, which is, again, 20 milligrams of THC for, in one of your brands, the yuzu turmeric lemonade and CBD in a 30 milligram elderberry and hibiscus lemonade variety. Exactly. And on top of that, within the infusion, you have nootropics, electrolytes, antioxidants, and adaptogens. What distinguishes Brilixi as something that you should add into your drink mix? What is it that you've learned from the formulations that really stand out that make it so potent and also just really make you feel so good, better for you, as it says?
Yeah, so that's really an ode to our five different functional ingredients there. And I would say our star functional ingredient is the nano hemp. So we love our nano CBD and our nano THC and our Brilixi. It is so fast acting with the rapid onset time. We really were intentional with utilizing nano emulsification for this formulation because I wanted it to be fast acting and I wanted it to be relieving in terms of getting rid of anxiety and just entering that nice, relaxing mind body state. That was my whole inspiration behind Brilixi. So being able to utilize the nano technology and the speed that comes with it was really, really awesome and really exciting for me. And that's actually how I really began and my inspiration behind the product. As a high tolerance user myself, I usually consume up to 80 milligrams to 100 milligrams per consumable. And that's on the traditional consumable side, you know, utilizing, let's say, a tincture or some type of oil distillate that, you know, really has to rely on your digestive system and your liver to convert that. And so, you know, it's a longer onset time. And because of that, I liked a higher dose. Now with nano, I discovered it for my first time ever last year, and I was just completely blown away at the speed of it and how hard it hit me. You know, being such a high tolerance person, I think it was a 10 milligram nano beverage. I was taking a road trip throughout Colorado, and I was like always doing my, you know, food scientist beverage research in the new dispensaries and what have you, and stumbled upon this product, and I thought it was just so cool where I wanted to make my own where it had a little bit more functionalities and it was easier to bring with me, you know, put it in your back pocket, you could put it in your fanny pack, in your purse. And I really wanted to be for that everyday use occasion. So that's how Brilixi was born in the stick pack format. You get an instant drink mix that, you know, creates your own infused CBD or THC elixir that's packed with these other functionalities, such as what you mentioned before, the electrolytes, the adaptogens, and the nootropics.
And I'll tell you, one of the things I always keep noticing, I watch a lot of TikTok and Instagram and all this social media content. Mm-hmm. They try to talk about, well, you just can't have water from the tap. There's got to be electrolytes. There has to be other minerals, other things that need to be in there to help to go and offer nutritional quality. They offer other parts to help you know, live and, you know, just your system as on top of that. What I ask now, what is it about the fact of having it where this is that this, obviously we know nanotechnology has really evolved a lot from, I mean, just even 5 years ago when I started doing interviews like this, but the decision to do it as a drink mix as opposed to creating the drink itself.
As an experienced food scientist, I've seen, you know, on the in the insides of operations, how much more difficult it is to bring to life and to launch a ready-to-drink canned beverage versus something that is shelf-stable and in an ambient dry format and doesn't require refrigeration. So I really wanted to be intentional with our first product launch of, you know, being as least operationally costly as possible from, you know, an entrepreneur standpoint, but also able to, you know, easily be accessible amongst the masses. And so I didn't want to be pinholed or cornered into the refrigeration aisle. I really wanted to be shelf stable. And thus, you know, with the Brilixi stick pack, you can be a drink. It's a whole drink mix. You can add it in anything that you want. So it makes it a little bit more personalized and customizable as well. Some of my customers love it in the 8 ounce format because that gives you the max intensity of flavor. But some others have a different taste profile where they love just a light addition of flavor. They add it to a bigger jug of like 16 or 32 ounces of water and they drink it slowly throughout the day. So it's really cool to be able to, number one, personalize your flavor. And then with the stick pack, you're able to also know your dose and determine your dose. You know, I have one serving per my stick packs, but that is really to kind of challenge and give the opportunity to the customer to figure out their own dose. You could, you know, if you're a sensitive person and like to rely on more of the 5 milligram dosage, that gives you 4 different, you know, usages of the Brilixi stick because you could save, you know, some parts of the stick. You can save it in the refrigerator. It lasts up to 7 days. You could take it later. So some people like that type of flexibility and customization. So I really wanted to offer that in the stick drink pack option.
Now, I don't ever, and most people in this program, if you listen long enough, you know, I never go so far into backgrounds because I always feel like every interview on every podcast, hey, tell us about your background. But when the background is as prominent as yours, Ivy League graduate, Cornell, okay, certified food scientist, skilled and experienced as a product developer, research development, and an FDA compliance specialist.
What?
With all that, what was it that found your way into cannabis and going into the nanotechnology and creating this idea for your own infused product?
That's a great question. And I mean, honestly, it all stemmed from college, from Cornell. So that's where I studied food science and just got completely lost and in love in of the world of food science. I didn't even know it existed until I stumbled upon some classes at Cornell, which was just such a blessing. But then also being at that type of environment, highly competitive, something I was really not used to ever before, and just being those type of stressful science type of programs, I really relied on cannabis. That was my functional way of being able to study, being able to declutter my mind and relieve my anxiety, and then really get deep into food science. I really learned through my time there that I was more productive and I studied better when I was high, when I was on, like literally smoking indica blunts on the way to class, getting really ready for conferences and really putting my, you know, full attention to everything that I was learning. I was really able to absorb so much more than when I was sober or just not, I would say, functionally high going to my classes. Because then I kind of got lost in the ways of my anxiety and the ways of everyone around me and the ways of thinking about, you know, finals coming up soon. You know, with cannabis, that really helped to quiet my mind. And then thus I was able to focus more into the things that I loved, which was ended up being food science, which was something that I really was blessed to discover. So with all of that, I've always been a functional cannabis enthusiast. And I've always been having my eye in the market saying, like, what is new? What would be really cool to bring to market? What is something out there that doesn't really exist? And with this, you know, advances in nanotechnology, I just found it so applicable for right now in this market and, you know, the innovation of functional wellness. There is just so many innovations going on in that industry. And in terms of beverages and in terms of cannabis, I also see huge innovations. So I really wanted to jump in on that opportunity. And additionally, I'm based in New York. So when the recreational market opened, I really just saw my chance to just do it. And so I took the leap. This year we launched in May, and here we are with Brilixi, and you know, a lot of people loving it and getting into stores. And it's been really great hearing, number one, especially the feedback from customers and how it helps them in their everyday lives.
Now, what you also did, Brianna, by launching the Brilixi now into the market, you also put on your LinkedIn page, if you look for Brilixi, is by the way spelled B-R-E-L-I-X-I, website is Brilixi.com. And I noticed you were showing a video that was there about creating mocktails with Brilixi.
Yes.
Mocktails right now, we're seeing that Generation Z, much less prone to having alcohol, preferring other substances. It could be edibles, but also it could be very much mocktails. That's becoming very much a part of that. And you also just showed a recipe on how to go and create that there. Tell me about the idea of where right now that's a great moment where if you see people that are buying Brilixi right now, are they more using it just as more like a hydration or just more as a living substance on a regular basis? Or is this something that you've been seeing that more people have been talking about that you've been using it for mocktails?
Yeah, it's really, you know, it has so many different dynamic use cases, which has been really great to kind of learn through my customers. So for the mocktail moment is huge, especially during the summer. People just love the fact that it also was paired with electrolytes. So it helped them, stay refreshed and hydrated during the summer moments, but also being able to infuse it with either their choice of CBD or THC. So from that feedback, I've been making different recipes and kind of giving that information and different, you know, recipe cards to my customers and having different events around functional mocktails and what that can look like. So I've been, just kind of brainstorming and creating and seeing how to play with the flavors that I developed, the elderberry hibiscus and the yuzu turmeric. Been really, really cool to be able to flavor those with different mocktail recipes, especially with the bitterness that the turmeric contributes. It really gives just a full-rounded complex flavor note that you can take a bunch of different ways. So yeah, it's been really fun, and the customers have seemed to love it in the mocktail sense. But also, a lot of my customers really utilize it for their health and wellness activities, whether it's the fitness occasion, whether it's yoga, whether it's meditation. Our CBD is really, really nice for the yoga moment to get more introspective, just to really get relaxed, get more in tune with your body. So we've been offering that to different yoga studios and spas that have these certain types of services. And then our THC elixir, we've actually been seeing that be a great pre-workout aid for some people in the gym, especially the trainers that, you know, really want to motivate their clients, especially if they are a cannabis and, you know, user. A lot of people get inspired by using or motivated by using cannabis before they hit the gym. And I'm seeing that as well with our Brilixi products. So there's a lot of cool different ways you can use it. I mean, I see the canna parents use it as well a lot, just being able to put it in their water bottle and mix it after their kids dropped off to school, for example. I've seen it in the, you know, senior elderly care as well. It really helps with their pain management, stress management, and just, you know, everything that, you know, aches and pains that might have to do with being dehydrated as well. So there's a lot of different scenarios in which you can use it, which has been really fun.
Look at your Google website. You can go ahead and now get your hands on your own order of Brilixi, and that's, again, two flavors, THC, yuzu, and turmeric lemonade, and the CBD elderberry hibiscus lemonade drink mix, and available in 5 packs or in regular sticks. And I also see that you have a couple stores that are starting to pick it up. So for those who want to go ahead and order from the website, and let's get directly for those business owners that would love to have Brilixi on their shelves or in their spas, what would they go ahead and need to do to go ahead and contact you and your team?
Yeah, just reach out to me, Brianna Neff. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn or email brianna@brilixi.com. That's BRIANNA@brilixi.com.
Fantastic. Again, brilixi.com, BRIXI.com. Make sure to take a look for that. And Brianna Neff, again, founder, chief food scientist of Brilixi. Thank you again for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Really had a great time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.